WUKY, StoryCorps, and the Kentucky Center for Smoke-Free Policy have been bringing you a series of oral histories reflecting on the 10-year anniversary of Lexington's smoking ban. Now, Josh James revisits some of the voices you did not hear but were very prevalent when the ban was the hot topic around town.
It's a Thursday afternoon at Lina's Irish Pub and Grill, and the crowd is concentrated at the bar. Manager Brett Wilson is one of the few employees who was around in 2004 when the new ordinance prohibiting smoking in public buildings became a reality. The effect, Wilson says, was immediate, with some patrons testing the limits of the new law, like high schoolers sneaking cigarettes when the teacher wasn't looking.
Yeah, I mean, they were trying to sneak into bathrooms and just to buck the system is all it was. So, yeah, it was a big deal, and a lot of them didn't come out on principle for a while. So, I mean, I don't know exact numbers, but I do remember... The crowds being a lot lighter.
And they stayed lighter for the better part of a year.
It was rather...
Wilson pauses to serve a customer who promptly heads outside to light up.
Huge, because we had a huge smoking crowd. So when that hit, everybody went on strike. So it hurt business pretty much right off the bat.
And while the pushback was quickly felt at the cash register, he remembers the complaints really ramping up when winter weather crept in and smokers found themselves literally out in the cold. As for Lina's staff, opinions on the ban were predictably mixed. But Wilson recalls even the non-smokers facing a dilemma.
The only thing that they liked about it was that it didn't smell like smoke. However, they would much rather smell like smoke and make the money that was being lost.
But as the years have passed, the worst predictions, that the ban would all but kill bar business in Lexington, now appear overblown. Though Lina's hasn't seen its receipts fully returned to where they were pre-ban, Wilson doubts that has much to do with the ordinance.
It's the influx of different bars in the area. You know, the campus now is flooded. Limestone has obviously turned into one big strip. Things like that. You know, not so much because of the smokers.
But across town, at Martin's Cigar Shop, the years have hardly snuffed out the controversy surrounding the ban. That's despite an exemption for businesses that earn at least three-fourths of their income from tobacco products.
Yeah, we've continued to smoke in here, and rightfully so. If they say you can't smoke in a cigar shop, that's like you can't eat in a restaurant.
Today, owner Charlie Martin is wearing a shirt that reads, "When did by the people, for the people, become screw the people?" It's that sentiment, along with Martin's passionate opposition to the anti-smoking law, that drove him to make an independent run for mayor in 2006. And while his opinion is unchanged, Martin admits anti-smoking advocates appear to be winning the day politically. And though smoking rates are on the decline, he says it's not a habit that's going away anytime soon.
They will not be non-existent. They will continue to smoke. That will not work. It didn't stop people from drinking in the 20s.
This year, the Kentucky General Assembly passed on another chance to approve a statewide smoking ban, with many lawmakers worried about instituting sweeping legislation in an election year. But the proposal is sure to be back in 2015. Asked whether he feels like the tide has turned on the issue, Martin says he fully expects the trend toward further bans on tobacco use to continue, and he promises to remain a staunch opponent, even if he doesn't have another campaign in him.
It's a fight, and after a while, you just get tired of fighting. So I'm still fighting. I'm still in there, and I'll keep fighting as long as I can, and we'll see what happens.
For WUKY News, I'm Josh James.